Avram's tefillah for Sdom, and the question is obvious, right? Hashem knows everything. He clearly set this up when he said to Avram, Zaka, Sdom, Amraki, Rabba, etc. He was trying to set Avram up to daven for Sdom. And he knew that Avram would ask, you know, maybe save it 50, 40, etc. And that, in the end, there weren't 10 tzaddikim sochayir, and that it would fail. And in fact, Avram's tefillah did not save Sdom. So the question is, why does Hashem set Avram up, like have a whole story in the Chumash, set Avram up to daven and not get what he wants? That seems like a silly or even mean thing to do. Okay, so the answer, so some of us from Tuesdays might be able to put it together. So I saw that a friend once wrote up a parshavart and asked this question and said the answer is very poshut. It says that's exactly why Hashem set up Avraham, who was the founder of Klal Yisrael, and put this story in the Torah, because one might think that davening is only important because you can get what you want, and that it's only worth davening, and you only succeeded in your davening if you got what you asked for. So Hashem put the story in this Torah to teach us, from Avraham Avinu, that even if you don't get what you asked for, davening is still important and successful, and we see that Avraham didn't get what he asked for, but it was still worth davening, because through this davening, Avraham became closer to Hashem, and got a deeper Havana of the ways of Hashem, and not only that, to add something perhaps, if you ask what Avraham got out of this davening, you know, that davening succeeds even if you don't get what you asked for, besides the fact that no doubt he saved up Zechuyos and Shemayim, which might have come in handy to save his descendants from destruction on any number of occasions. But you can be medayik if you want. Hashem says beforehand, Ki yadativ l'man yitzaves banavis b'soach harav, that you'll command people to keep this derech of Hashem. It says, if you think about what Avram learned from this tefillah experience, it was a very emotional experience. He really wanted to save Sdom. He really cared. He was such a nice, Baal Chesed, wonderful, caring person. He really cared about Sdom. And when he say 50, I wish there were 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. I wish there was 10, if only there was 10. What did Avram take out of that? If only there was 10 tzaddikim, the whole city, the whole area, the whole region would have been different. It would have made the difference between destruction and life. What is Hashem trying to teach Avraham? What's Avraham's point? What's Avraham's tafkid? There weren't 10 people to save Sdom, but ultimately the point of life is to have 10 people, even if not everyone's going to be a tzaddik right away, to have a core, to have a group, to have a tzibur of tzaddikim. And that tzibur of tzaddikim can not only save themselves, it can make a difference for the whole world and tilt the whole world from destruction to life. And I think one of the things that Avram takes out of this tefillah is that, coming out of this tefillah, he is energized and he's committed that when he has a son and he brings up his household and his family, he can tell them, you know, once there weren't 10 tzaddikim in the world and the whole world could be destroyed city by city, but we're going to be the 10 tzaddikim in the world, even if everyone's not ready to listen to us yet, we'll be the tzaddikim, we'll keep the core of that Masorah alive, and the whole world can survive because we'll be the 10 tzaddikim, we'll keep tzidkus and keep goodness alive until we manage to teach it to the rest of the world.